ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जयति जयति देवो देवकी नंदनोऽसौ। जयति जयति कृष्ण वृष्णिवंश प्रदीपः। जयति जयति मेघ श्यामल कोमलांगो। जयति जयति पृथ्वी भारनाशौ मुकुंदौ।
Hindi is going on down. Hindi next chal raha hai na Hindi. Acha, aur hai aur hai.
Hindi production of us. Production.
And FM which is coming. FM
89.7
it is coming. Can answer
that. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This lecture is available in English on
102. Hindi bol dena usko.
English, English. This is English.
English.
Okay. This lecture is available on 102. FM in English और इसका हिंदी में भाषांतर हो रहा है 89.7 पर पीछे और साथ ही साथ इसका डायरेक्ट ट्रांसलेशन हो रहा है पीछे कॉरिडोर में परिक्रमा मार्ग जो है पीछे तो वहां आप जा सकते हैं जिनको हिंदी में सुनना है।
कुछ लोग मेरे से कोप करेंगे कि हिंदी में नहीं बोल रहे हैं प्रभु जी, लेकिन सुबह मैं इंग्लिश में बोलूंगा शाम को हिंदी में बोलूंगा, ठीक है ना। One lecture in English, one lecture in Hindi, both. Otherwise, दोनों हिंदी में हो जाता है। So I want to speak in English in the morning and speak in the evening in Hindi. So we will recite this verse. नौमीद्यते ब्रह्मपुषे तदिदंबराय। गुंजावतं शपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय। वंशस्रजे विरल वंशस्रजे कवलेत्र विषाण वेणु। लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय। नौमीड्यते ब्रह्मपुषे तडिदुम्बराय। युञ्जावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय। वन्यस्रजे कवलवेत्र वन्यस्रजे कवलवेत्र वेत्र विषाण वेणु। लक्ष्मश्रियो मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय। दो प्रभु जी दो माता जी बलिए।
नौम्यते अभ्रव वपुषे तडिदंबराय
नौम्यते अभ्रव वपुषे तडिदंबराय
गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय
गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय
वन्यस्रजे कवले त्रविषाण वेणु
वन्यस्रजे कवले त्रविषाण वेणु
लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय
लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय
एनीवन मोर प्रभुजी
नौमिड्यते भ्रवपुषे तडिदंबराय
नौमिड्यते भ्रवपुषे तडिदंबराय
गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय
गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय
वन्यस्रजे कवल त्रविषाण वेणु
वन्यस्रजे कवल वेत्र विषाण वेणु
लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय
लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय
माताजी स्पेशलिस्ट अति
जैसे खुशे गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय वन्यस्रजे कवल वेत्र विषाण वेणु नौमिड्यते भ्रवपुषे गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय वन्यस्रजे कवल वेत्र विषाण वेणु लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय
Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I offer my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. O son of the king of the cowherds, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning. And the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves and equipped with a herding stick, your buffalo horn and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In the previous chapter, Brahma, the creator of the universe, tried to bewilder the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Is it echoing this one? Is it echoing? All right? Yeah. By stealing his covered boyfriends and calves. But by a slight exhibition of Krishna's own mystic potency, Brahma himself was completely bewildered, and now with great humility and devotion he offers his humble obeisances and prayers unto the Lord. The word kavala in this verse refers to a morsel of rice mixed with yogurt, dadhyonnam we call it, dahibat, that Krishna held in his left hand. According to Sanatana Goswami, the Lord held a covering stick and a buffalo horn pressed under his left arm, and his flute was placed under his belt. Beautiful young Krishna, decorated with multicolored forest minerals, exhibited opulences far greater than those of Vaikuntha. Although Brahma had seen innumerable four-armed forms of the Lord, he now surrendered unto the lotus feet of the two-armed form of Krishna, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brahma offered his prayer to that form. So Srila Prabhupada commented on this pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. That was the last chapter he commented on. And that is why this book is published as a small book. Only one volume. Any of you observed in the small Bhagavatam, this is the thinnest book because this was the last chapter that Prabhupada gave Bhaktivedanta purports. So they have published it in honor of Prabhupada, single thin volume. So I have given the heading Small G.O.D. God who falls like a golden rod at the feet of a blue boy in the evergreen land. So evergreen land is which place? Vrindavan. Who is the blue boy? And the golden rod is called Kanakadanda, which is coming in this chapter. It will come. Kanakadanda means like a golden rod. And who is, yesterday one devotee called me and asked me, Prabhuji, this Kanak, this golden rod falling on the ground, is it like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They were asking. I said, come tomorrow, you will know. No? So, who is that? Brahma, falling at the feet of Krishna. Yeah. So, demigod falling like a golden rod. Lord Krishna's feet. So, this is called Brahma Vimohan Leela. I specifically chose this pastime because it has amazing details which will bring us to developing complete faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, as the ultimate truth and absolute truth. There is no one equal to him or beyond him, this particular pastime. So, in the 12th chapter end, there was one particular verse where Parikshit Maharaj is asking, which is not in this volume, it's in the previous volume. Vayam dhanyatama loke guru api kshatra bandava. He's telling, Vayam dhanyatama loke, oh Shukadeva Goswami, how fortunate I am. When he says that dhanya, dhanyatara, dhanyatama, three levels. Dhanya means, I am fortunate to hear Krishna Katha, that is dhanya. Dhanya Tara means to hear from a pure devotee like Shukadeva Goswami. And Dhanya Tama means Muhustvatta Katamritam. He says, again and again I am able to get to hear from you, so I am most fortunate. He is telling. If you hear Krishna Katha once, you are fortunate. Hear from a pure devotee, you are more fortunate. And hear again and again, you are most fortunate. He said. But he said, I am only a Kshatra Bandavaha. I am only a Kshatra Bandhu. I am actually not a Kshatriya. I am only a relative of a Kshatriya. He said, why? Because I put a dead snake in the neck of a Rishi, Samik Rishi. So, he said that, I am a fallen soul, but somehow or other I am fortunate to get someone like Shukadeva Goswami who is teaching me. So, I am very fortunate, he said. And in response, this chapter begins, this 10th canto, 13th chapter. He is saying, Shri Shuka Uvacha Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhaga Tvaya Bhagavatottama Yan Nutanayasi Ishasya Shinvannapikatam. He is telling, my dear Parikshit, Sadhu Prishtam, Sabash, he is telling. Well done. You are always enthusiastic to hear about Krishna. Mahabhaga, Bhagavatottama. You are not an ordinary king or a Kshatra Bandhu, but you are a pure devotee yourself. Like that, Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying Parikshit. And then he is telling, Yat Nutanayasi Ishasya Shinvanapi. These pastimes of Krishna, even though you are hearing again and again, you find it ever fresh and new. You are very enthusiastic to hear these pastimes. If somebody comes to know, today is Brahma Vimohan Leela, they will say, I already know it. Some people will say it, no? Isn't it? That's why I gave a new name to that. So it will be more than I say. So one time, in our folk program, in our Krishna Kishore Prabhu was supposed to give a lecture. So he gave a heading, Death on a Wedding Day. My Lord! People started trembling, hearing the heading, Death on a Wedding Day. So the hall was full, house full. And the pastime what was discussed was, in Kamsa catching Devaki's hair and trying to kill. Is that an wedding day? So, people generally want to hear some new arrival or new topic. So he is saying, but to Parikshit, this Krishna Katha is so, enlivening for you. You are hearing with great eagerness and enthusiasm. How? That is telling in the next verse. Sadam ayam sarabhritam nisargo yadartavani shutite sadamapi patikshanam navyabhadat chitasayat sriyavitanam iva sadhuvarta is telling. You see, those who are really saintly people, they are all called saragrahis. Saragrahi means, they will only take the essence of life wherever they see. Like Anna Pakshi takes only the milk, like that. They will not waste that time. Similarly, the saragrahi devotees, they quickly understand in this world that material enjoyment is useless. They keep it aside. Acquiring siddhis is useless. Acquiring heavenly planets is useless. They keep it all aside. And they quickly come to the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. And they know the goal of life. So they understand that Shruti Cheta Samapi, they are attached to Krishna. And they always want to hear about Krishna, he said. Patikshanam means at every moment, Navyavat Achyutasya Yat. At every moment, Krishna Katha appears ever fresh and new for them, he's telling. How? Sriyavitanam Ivasadhu Varta. He's telling, just like a man who is attached to a woman, is very enthusiastic if somebody talks about woman. Sometimes you will see people when they talk about a particular woman whom they know of, everybody, their eyes will become dilated, mouth will be open, very, very enthusiastically they would hear. Kya ho gaya? Very, very great eagerness. Like that, the devotee is here, Krishna Katha is telling. So you may wonder what kind of example is this. But this is the example Shukadeva Goswami is giving. I am not giving. I am just telling you. Shukadeva Goswami is telling, just as a man is eager for, Ganta Katha or like cinema gossip. Sometimes the cinema gossip, you see, the cinema magazines publish which actress is going to marry which actor. There have been series of magazines. She is considering this actor and that actor, two of them. One of the two she is going to choose. And then these things are published and people are eagerly waiting to know whom is she going to marry. How does it matter for you? Whom she marries. So, these are good for nothing magazines which are thrown into the raddi. Correct? Now, today you read newspaper, tomorrow it is in raddi. Whereas Srimad Bhagavatam, yesterday you read, today you read, and you will read tomorrow, and your grandchildren also will read. And all time to come people will read it. Because this is Parikshanam Navyavad Achyutasyayat. This is every moment fresh and new, and it is divine, transcendental. So in this way, he's saying that Krishna Katha, how it's wonderful, and he is appreciating Parikshit for his enthusiasm, and that is how this is beginning. And then he is telling here in the third verse, Shrinushva, hear, O Parikshit, Avahito Rajan, hear with attention. See, generally when do you seek attention of somebody? When you are going to tell something very important. He is telling, pay attention, Rajan. I am going to tell you something, Guhyam Badamite. Very confidential knowledge I am going to tell you now. And then he is telling, such confidential knowledge is normally not understandable by the common people. They don't easily catch it, even if you tell it also. So generally these things are not taught. But still, a spiritual master who is satisfied with the disciple will reveal confidential truths about the Supreme Lord. That is why it's called as a guhya, guhyatara, guhyatama. Very confidential knowledge. So he's telling, Bru yuho snigdasya shishyasya gurabho guhyam apyata. Same line comes in the first canto also. Here also he's telling that a guru, for a snigdasya shishya, for a very surrendered and submissive disciple, he will reveal matters that are very confidential and difficult to understand. Now you may ask, if it is difficult to understand, then why to speak it? No. The Guru speaks it and he will give explanation also. And then the disciple, when he understands, disciples becomes jolly. Just like For example, if you take two arani sticks and you rub them, the upper arani stick is guru and the lower arani stick is disciple. When they both come together, then there is a, you know, when you rub the arani sticks together, there is a fire. That is Divya Jnan. When the transcendent knowledge awakens, Divya Jnan Hriday Prakashita. When that Prakashita happens, then a disciple becomes very happy. Seeing the disciple happily situated, guru also becomes very joyful. Like that. So, sometimes you will find in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, some very difficult question is presented and then the guru gives explanation to it. And then the disciple understands. A deeper understanding. How to, for example, why did Yudhishthira Maharaja's chariot come to ground? You ask anyone in India. Yeah, he spoke, Parikshit Maharaj spoke a lie. Yudhishthira Maharaj. Immediately the chariot came to ground. This is well known in India. Many people will tell you. But the Vaishnava Acharyas have explained why the chariot came to ground. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj hesitated to tell the lie, which Krishna ordered him to tell. Krishna wanted him to speak the lie without hesitation. So because of hesitation, the chariot came to ground. So how many of you have heard this second truth which I told you now? Yeah. This is called as most confidential knowledge. So the earlier one is known to mundane people, normal people, isn't it? For example, Bhishma Pitamah is telling, you ask anybody, why did Bhishma Pitamah fight on the side of Kauravas? There are many karmakandi people who will tell the lower truths. They may tell you that, you know, he ate the salt of Duryodhana, so he fought with him. And some other people say he wanted to be with the ruling party so that he will get facilities, privileges and comforts. Some people say that. So there are people who think that, you know, he has been an ancestor of Kuru days, so he didn't want to give up the Kuru Vamsh, he wanted to be with the people. So many people give different reasons. None of them is true. And you all know why he fought on the side of Kauravas. Why he fought? Because Krishna's desire. Krishna wanted to enjoy Viryas. This is called as confidential truth. In this way, the Shastras, when you know the confidential truth, it increases your spiritual bliss. And when you don't know the confidential truth, then we get more bewildered. More confused. So that is why he is telling that the duty of the gurus is to reveal more and more confidential realities about the Supreme Lord and awaken the prema in the heart of the disciple towards Krishna. So like that, I am also going to now reveal to you a very wonderful pastime. And why he told this pastime? After the Agasura Vada, when he was telling, he just made one statement. That Agasura Vada took place when Krishna was in Pauganda. But then all the covered boys went and told their parents when they attained the stage of Kaumara. Sorry, Kaumara and Pauganda, correct? No? Kaumara is up to 5. Pauganda is 6. So 1 year later, the covered boys told the Agasura pastime to their parents, he said. And then Parikshit was very attentive. See, one thing you say, he immediately catches. Then he asked, what was happening during that 1 year? He asked, why they didn't tell on the same day? And hearing this, Shukadeva Goswami fell unconscious. And Parikshit became afraid. Did I ask any blunder? Did I do any blunder? I asked such a question, Guru has fallen unconscious. I offended him in some way. Then all the other Vaishnavas sitting, they all started doing loud kirtans with mridangam, karthal and everything. When Shukadeva Goswami heard it, he came back to external consciousness. And why he fell unconscious? Because of this pastime, Brahma Vimohan Leela. It came in his mind. During that 1 year period only, this pastime happened. Because in Shukadeva Goswami, as soon as he heard what happened in that 1 year, he immediately thought of Krishna. That verse said, no? Vanya Sraje Kabala Vetra Vishana Venu. He says, you know, Krishna was having his left hand, some dahi bath in the left hand, and his flute was stuck to the right side, and his bugles were stuck to the left side, and he was wearing a beautiful peacock feather, and his body was like a glistening bluish cloud, and he appeared like a very tender child. His feet were mrudupade, means very tender lotus feet, Pashupangajaya, he was son of a coward man called Nanda Maharaj. So this child, baby Krishna, boy Krishna, he was standing like this. Now midya tebra vapushe tadi dambaraya. That means his dhoti was shining like a lightning, yellow, dazzling pitambar. So this sight came in the mind of Shukadeva Goswami. As soon as he saw this sight, he fell unconscious due to great ecstatic love for Krishna, like that. And then when he came back, now he is going to speak now. Here onwards, now he is telling in the fourth verse, I'll tell you what happened. You see, when Agasura's pastime took place, you all know Agasura had wide open mouth. All covered boys entered in and that fellow still didn't close the mouth. Why? There was one fellow who was, would go inside. Who is that? Krishna. When Krishna entered, he closed. After that, all the devatas screamed. And then later on, you know, how Krishna expanded his form and killed Agasura. See, Agasura's killing is very special. You know why? Because when covered boys were inside Agasura's mouth, even Krishna was wondering, how will I kill this snake, huge snake, because if I put a bomb on his head, then along with him, all the covered boys also will die. So I have to save the covered boys and kill the snake, but both are together now. Boys are inside the mouth, and how will I get them out? So Krishna thought for a few moments. It's not an easy thing, no? Like, you know, sometimes you have to remove a cancer from somebody's body, but you should not kill the person. It's like that only, you know? Sometimes doctors, in the name of removing cancer, they kill the person only. Because cancer has spread it too much or something, isn't it? So, Krishna was also thinking, actually, Krishna's desire was that the covered boy should not enter Agasura's mouth. But somehow or other, boys entered. Why? Can something happen against Krishna's will? Why the boys entered? Because the boys who are devotees of Krishna had a desire that we will go inside and Krishna, who is a Bakari, Bakavad Dinashyati, like Bakasura died in Krishna's hands, like that this Agasura will also die. And we are fully confident. So we want to go inside. That was whose desire? Covered boys. And what was Krishna's desire? No, I should not go. So Leela Shakti was seeing, now whose desire to fulfill? Should I fulfill Krishna's desire or devotee's desire? So what did Leela Shakti do? Leela Shakti fulfilled whose desire? Devotee's desire. So she became partial, you know, allowing devotee's desire to be fulfilled because she knew that Krishna will be pleased by fulfilling devotee's desire. So she was aware of Krishna's heart. So that is why all the covered boys entered and then Krishna also entered. And then expertly killed the Agasura and he came out. And all devatas were looking at each other. And they were all thrilled. How intelligently Krishna killed the snake. And safely brought all the covered boys back. And all demigods came out with their kettle drums and different types of instruments and playing them and singing and dancing in the sky, showering the flowers. At that time, Brahma was surprised because Brahma was doing puja. Suddenly he saw the sounds and he came out of his abode. And he saw... all demigods are dancing and showering flowers. What happened? He asked the news and he came to know Krishna delivered this Agasura in such a miraculous way. So, when Brahma, there are two explanations given. One is Brahma was very enthusiastic to hear this pastime and lamented that I was not there to see it. So, he wanted to see more amazing pastimes of Krishna, due to which Krishna did this pastime, Brahma Vihuman Lila. That is one explanation. Another explanation is, Brahma saw Agasura's pastime and became enthusiastic and he thought that, now I will do some amazing activity which will even bewilder Krishna also. That is another explanation. So he wanted to, of course Brahma has a mystic power also. But he wanted to, you know, spread the net of mystic power over Krishna himself and then show to Krishna who I am. And then, you know, how Krishna appears. Actually, Brahma is more used to Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha, who is in 400 form, and like Mahavishnu. Brahma worships such kind of personalities. And then Krishna comes like this, in this form of a covered boy. Brahma momentarily was also bewildered about Krishna's identity. See, there is a difference between Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Yogamaya means sometimes the God is seen as God, other times he is seen as ordinary human being. Like Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, you can see he is God. Krishna showing Vishwarupa Darshan, oh, he is God. And Krishna herding the cows and calves, does he look like God? He looks like any ordinary person. Even you and I can do cow herding. Correct, no? Krishna stealing butter, he looks like ordinary boy, isn't it? So this is Yogamaya. Sometimes Yogamaya makes the devotees think Krishna is my child, Krishna is my friend and all that. Other times Yogamaya reveals Krishna's supremacy also. Correct, no? Whereas Mahamaya, she covers the reality and puts us in illusion and makes us suffer. That is Mahamaya. Whereas Yogamaya sometimes shows Krishna's supremacy, sometimes hides Krishna's supremacy. That's all. So, in this way, when Yogamaya had hidden Krishna's supremacy by making him look like a coward boy in Vrindavan, that bewildered Brahma. Because when we are overpowered by Mahamaya, then we fail to understand who Krishna is. So, momentarily we can be overpowered by Maya. So, this pastime is a very important pastime for Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya devotees especially, because the supreme absolute truth, you know, has its utmost simplicity. You know, he doesn't wear costly jewelry, he just wears some forest flowers with leaves and everything. He is wearing this gunja avatamsa, paripiccha lasan mukhaya, he says, you know. It's a particular type of fruit. And there are beautiful shark-shaped earrings. And he's wearing all the forest flowers, garland, and in his head also, and in his neck also. And he's carrying a cowarding stick. He's carrying a flute in his hand. He's wearing a pitambar. And especially, Krishna doesn't wear sandals in Vrindavan. Although for Krishna's Sri Vigraha, we give sandals. But in Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't wear sandals. Whereas Vishnu wears sandals. So Prabhupada says Krishna is more merciful than Vishnu. Why? Because Vishnu goes with sandals, so you cannot see all the footprints of Vishnu anywhere. Whereas Krishna puts his footprint everywhere in Vrindavan, so he is more merciful. So in this way, the Lord walks barefoot, and you all know why he is walking barefoot. Because Mother Yashoda wanted to make sandals for him, and she could not make for all the cows, so Krishna walked without any sandals in the land. That's why Vrindavanam, it is said, Ativa Chakratu, Punyam, Ativa Chakratu. The Vrindavana's Punya increased even more by Krishna walking barefoot in the land of Vrindavan. So, this is the pastime he is about to begin here. So, here Krishna is proposing to his friends. He's telling in this 8th verse, Krishnasya Vishvakpuru Raji Mandalai Abhyanana Pulla Drisho Vrajarbakaha Sahopa Vishta Vipine Virejus Chada Yatambo Ruhakarnikayaha. Here is telling Ramyanana. He's telling, my dear friends, he's inviting all his friends. And they all are sitting at the bank of Yamuna here, like a lotus, it is said. Saho Pavishta, on equal level with Krishna. They were all sitting like petals of a lotus all around. And he's telling all his friends that this place is such a... he's telling the birds are chirping, and the humming bees are humming, and the flowers are fragrantly blooming, the lotuses in the Yamuna. And the sand of Yamuna is so soft. And the trees are offering nice shade. So we can sit in the shade and take our lunch while our calves can drink the water in Yamuna. And nearby there is a fresh grass for them they can eat. So let us sit in this place and let us take lunch. So they all are taking lunch. You see, generally, whenever you have to offer bhoga to the deities, you have to do a lot of procedures. First you astraya effort you have to do, and you have to purify the food. And you have to do achaman. First of all, you have to idam asanam, you have to give him a sitting place. Etat padyam, idam achamaniyam, all that we do. Whereas here, None of those procedures were followed by any of the covered by friends. They just picked up a laddu or something from their lunch boxes and popped it into Krishna's mouth directly. Why they could do so? Because where there is love, all the rules and regulations are relaxed. Because when there is a pure love for Krishna, then you don't need any rules. But when you have no love for Krishna, you need all the rules. Correct, no? Like for example, you see, what is the name of Mother Teresa, and people like this, they are allowed to travel anywhere in India in aeroplane or, you know, bus or train, free of cost. You know that? Because once your country government is convinced that a person is working for the welfare of the country people, they make everything free for them. Similarly, some of the top leaders, you will see them, you know, or the ambulance man also, it doesn't follow any traffic rules. You have seen that? It just zoom, 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 it goes. They can go on right side, left side, even when the signal is on, they can go also. Because there are no rules, because they are so close to the government, correct? No? When one becomes a pure devotee, the rules are relaxed. But when you are not pure devotees, then all the 64 regulative principles are given for us, correct? No? So these covered boys are all giving Krishna whatever they have brought from their home, they are sharing with Krishna different things they are tasting. If they like it, they are sharing it with Krishna. Tasting one another's preparation, they began to laugh and make one another laugh. They were enjoying. Here it is said, Krishna is yajna book. He only eats offerings of yajna. But to exhibit his childhood pastimes, he is now sitting with all his friends and eating nicely. Here he is saying, Shukadeva Goswami, O Maharaj Parikshit, when the covered boys were eating, they knew nothing within the core of their hearts but Krishna. Bhunjaneshu achyuta atmasu. Achyuta atmasu means in their hearts they only remembered Krishna very fondly, very lovingly. So in this way, when they were all eating and sharing and laughing and joking and enjoying, that is the time Brahma arrived there in the top in his swan carrier. And suddenly here all the friends were observing that the calves, they became trinalobita. They became very greedy to eat the fresh green grass at a distance. So they all started proceeding there when they were eating. So they became a little afraid that they may go into deep jungle and there may be some danger for them. Better that we go and take care of them. They left their plates and they were all getting up to go and attend to the calves. And Krishna told them, use it, I will take care. So Krishna left all of them in the bank of the river and then he went behind. At that time, here comes Brahma. This is the verse number 15. Brahma, who resides in higher planets, had observed the activities of the most powerful Krishna in killing and delivering Agasura, and he was astonished. Now that same Brahma wanted to show some of his own power and see the power of Krishna. So he wanted to show his power and see how Krishna responds to that. So Brahma took all the boys and calves to another place. Thus he became entangled, for in the very near future he would see how powerful Krishna is. You see, this verse is important. Here he is saying that Brahma, although he is born from the lotus coming from Vishnu's navel, still it is a material lotus, he says. Why? Because the lotus represents the Virat Purusha. Virat Purusha's body, which is a material lotus. So, you can say Brahma has many qualifications. Like Brahma's one name is Iresha. Ira means who? Saraswati, goddess of learning. And Brahma is husband of goddess of learning. Iresha means, so although he is husband of goddess of learning, even he became bewildered. Like that he says. Brahma is born from Vishnu's navel in a lotus. He's the first created living being also. So here, in this way, he wanted to steal. Can somebody steal Krishna's covered by friends? Is it possible? Can any demigod do that? That is why this pastime has to be heard and understood by the explanations of the acharyas. Very beautifully they explained. When Brahma stole, those covered boys were not, and the calves, they were not the actual covered boys. So as soon as Yogamaya realized that Brahma is desiring to steal the covered boys and calves, she immediately reported to Krishna, and Krishna told Yogamaya, you hide my covered boys and calves. So she took them away to another place. And then Brahma, whom did he catch? And another component of Yogamaya, Mahamaya, produced another set of cows and calves called Maya. Maya covered boys and Maya calves. Just like you hear about Maya Sita. Correct, no? When Ravana wanted to take Sita, whom did he carry with him? Maya Sita. Like that, Maya covered boys and Maya calves were produced for the sake of Brahma. They were the ones Brahma picked up and hid them in a cave. So, in this way, when this happened, Brahma thought, I have stolen them, I have kept them now. Let us see what Krishna does. We will watch. He was thinking like that. You see, in the very first verse of Bhagavatam, there is one verse, Muhyanti Yat Surayaha. Even devatas are bewildered by the Supreme Lord. Even in Bhagavad Gita, what is that verse? He says, Namibhika Suragana Prabhavamna Maharshaya Ahamadri Devanam. I am the original Godhead and all devatas are my servants. Nami vidu suragana. Devatas cannot understand me, Krishna says that. And this pastime proves it. They can misunderstand him. So, in this way, when Brahma took them to another place, and then for a moment he went to his abode. And then, when he returned after a moment, how much time had passed here? 1 year had passed. So, now, what did Krishna do? See, Krishna is called as a Vishwavit. So now, Krishna appeared to be searching. Oh, I went to call the calves, but then where are my friends? Where are the calves? Where are they all gone? Like that, Krishna was searching. And this is what Brahma wanted to see. Brahma wanted to make, put Krishna in some kind of trouble. And then see him in anxiety. And Brahma thought that Krishna will come and ask him, oh, my dear Brahmaji, did you find my calves? Did you find my covered boys? I don't know where I have lost them. Correct, no? Like one time, one of my assistant devotees, he left the laptop open. And the door was open and the laptop was open. So I hid the laptop somewhere. And then when he came back, he was searching it. I was keeping silent. I was doing my work and watching where all he is searching. He searched here, he searched there, everywhere. At last, he couldn't find out anywhere, so he asked me, Prabhuji, did you see the laptop? It was here only, you know. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. Because I had given it to you. It is your duty to keep it responsibly. No, Prabhuji, I just went 2 minutes here, Prabhuji, just went to bathroom and came back and suddenly it's missing. I said, yeah, because you had left the door of the room open, it is gone. No, Prabhuji, nobody comes into your room without permission. No? Except you. No? I said, no. I was not here. I was also out. Somebody must have come. So somehow he had a suspicion that I have only kept it somewhere. At last I had to reveal the laptop. You know? Like that Brahma wanted to do. Brahma was thinking, I am the number one man in the universe. So I will hide everything and poor Krishna will go here, there, everywhere and at last hamare paas aana padega. He will come to me and when he asks, okay, take it. Here are the covered boys, here are the cows, take it, be happy. That's what he thought. But then Krishna pretended to be searching for a while. Now, Acharya asked the question, when did Krishna understand the theft? At the time of stealing or afterwards or after searching for some time? The answer is very simple. Without having to think, we can know. Krishna immediately understood sahasa, the word is used. Sahasa means very quickly. At the time of theft that Brahma has done, immediately Krishna understood. It is not that. In fact, before Brahma stole, Yogamaya whispered to Krishna's ears already. This fellow is desiring to steal. Like that she told him. When that fellow exhibited desire only, Krishna came to know. In Brahma's mind, there is a desire now to steal. And Yogamaya is so quick, she produced one Yogamaya set, she took the original covered boys with her and with her Mahamaya component she produced another batch for Brahma to steal and take and imagine that I have captured the covered boys and calves, you see. And after all, Yogamaya is Krishna's energy, you can imagine how powerful she is. And Krishna is certainly more powerful than her, naturally. In this way, So, And Brahma had many thoughts when he was going to Brahmaloka. Maybe after I give back the covered boys and cows, Brahma thought that Krishna may scold me, he will become angry with me. Or maybe Krishna will say thank you for giving back and he may be happy also. So many thoughts are going in his mind, like this. So, Prabhupada writes here, you all know this famous verse, Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Mananta Rupam. See, Prabhupada gives a special explanation. He says, Advaitam means what? Krishna can create millions of universes full of opulence, but he remains as opulent as before without change. This is the meaning of Advaitam. He remains, you know, fully opulent. Like we say, Om Purnam Adaha, Purnam Idam, remains the same. And this is the nature of Krishna. For example, from this temple, a big group of devotees went to Calcutta. More than 40, 45 devotees went. But this is still Purnam, temple hall is full here still. Ramacharya says, because when Krishna expands, Purnam Adaha, Purnam Idam, both are Purna. You will see. You will see that there is this movement when Prabhupada started in India also. I mean, when he started in New York, then Los Angeles, then it went everywhere. You will find everywhere it is Purnam, 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 Purnam. Krishna is such that the more Krishna expands, the more he remains intact. He doesn't diminish. You will see that. Here also, Brahma thought that I have stolen away from Krishna, but nothing can be stolen from Krishna. He is Advaitam. Achyutam. He says, Achyutam means what? Prabhupada gives explanation. He can expand himself into innumerable forms, yet he does not fall from his original position as Krishna, he says. Goloka nivasati akiratma bhuto. So, you will see that everybody can be in the universe and still he is there in Goloka also, like that. So, in this way, Prabhupada explains, Krishna remained, Krishna expanded himself into that many number of covered boys and calves. Now, expanded. Why? Once it is with Yogamaya, the original ones, they are with Yogamaya, and with Brahma, the Mahamaya ones are there. And now Krishna, what he did? He expanded himself into covered boys and calves. Now you may ask, Prabhuji, he could have told Yogamaya to give the batch to him and he would have taken and gone, no? You know, why did he expand himself only? See, Krishna doesn't do anything without a purpose. He has a purpose. There are several purposes. One purpose is to show, Brahmaji, later on, the Vishnu forms. You know, how all these multiple thousands and thousands of Vishnu forms, which he shows later on. He wanted to show his opulence to Brahma. That's one reason. Another reason why Krishna did this, in Vrindavan, all the mothers had a great desire to have Krishna as their son. You see, the covered ladies, they loved Krishna more than their own child. You ask any mother, they will love their son more than another son. You can even ask if there are two sisters. You ask the two sisters, you have your children, you have your sister's child. She may call both of them and give them laddu. Both of them eat, but she will have extra love for her own child. You can ask any mother, honestly they will admit. Whereas, in the case of Vrajavasis, all the covered ladies loved Krishna more than their own son. When Parikshit heard it, he was very surprised. He asked, why did they love Krishna more than their own son? Any mother loves her son more. Then Shukadeva Goswami gave a very scientific explanation. He said, Parikshit, in this world, we all love our body very much. Why? Because in our body there is soul, the spark of life. So why do we love our soul? Because the soul is a part and parcel of the super soul, Paramatma. And why do we love the super soul? Because super soul is an expansion of Krishna. So he said, and that is why we all love Krishna ultimately. That is why we love our body, we love our soul, because it's all a part of Krishna. That's why we love. He was telling. So Krishna is Atmatmana, he said. Atma ka Atma. Krishna is the soul of soul. That is why everybody loves Krishna the most. More than and our bodily extensions like children and land and house and everything, these are bodily extensions, whereas our relationship with Krishna is on the platform of soul, he said. So he gave that explanation, later on he'll give. So, Krishna was thinking, all the covered ladies and the cows love me so much, now let me become like their son and give them a great transcendental bliss. With that desire, Krishna expanded himself, like this. And then, now, when he expanded, there is one beautiful verse, which says this 19th verse. Yavat vatsa pavatsa kalpaka vapur yavat karangriyadikam yavat yashti vishana venu dalasik yavat vibhushambaram yavat shila guna avidakriti vayo yavat viharadikam sarvam vishnumayam girongavat ajas sarva sarupo babhav. See this, the Sanskrit words are pretty simple. See what he says here. Yavad Shila. First he says, Yavad Vatsapa, Vatsakalpaka, Vapur, Yavad Karangri Adikam. Which means, he expanded into covered boys in such a manner that the measurement of their height, their legs, their hands, not only that, whatever color dress they were wearing, wherever they would tuck their flute and bugles and everything, Krishna had also done exactly the same way. And every boy, he says here, Shila Guna Abhidakriti Vayo, all these things also, which means a boy may sometimes smile in a certain way. Some boys may be grave, some other may be very talkative. Or somebody may be always laughing and joking. Somebody may have big tummy. Somebody may be thin. Somebody may be stout. Krishna exactly expanded himself. Whatever size of body they had, that size he expanded. And their mannerisms also remained the same. It's amazing, no? Like all of you, think for a moment, you have a certain style of eating. Some people say when you put rice, put very little dal. Some people want to eat rice along with a flood of dal. Correct, no? They put lard. Some people say no sweet. Some people put lot of sweet, double, correct, no? Everybody has a different style of eating. The tastes are different, correct, no? Similarly, color taste also is different. Different people like to wear different type of dresses. Different people have different type of hairstyles also. Different type of mannerisms. So, you know, it's not very easy to imitate another person. It's very difficult for us. But Krishna could exactly imitate every one of them. He appeared like, no mother will doubt whether this is my son or not. No cow will doubt whether it is my calf or not. Krishna exactly expanded himself like that. So it appeared like the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnumayam. Because all these expansions were all who? Krishna only. They are Sakshat Krishna. And Krishna is now returning back to Vraja along with his calves, along with his calves. And he himself only. Which means, you know, when he's joking with his friends, he's joking with himself only. Correct, no? He only has expanded. Actually, unfortunately, we have no experience of how it means. What it means to... Anybody has experience of expanding yourself and dealing with your own expansion? You have no experience. Krishna did that amazingly. He was returning back in the evening. So, when he returned like that in the evening, as soon as the mothers heard the flute sounds of their sons, playing and they are returning in the evening, they were all getting ready. And when the sons returned back, it is explained here how the mothers took them on the laps, they embraced them with their arms, and they bathed them, dressed them, decorated them, fed them their breast milk, and they showed extreme love and affection. So in this way, the Parabrahman Krishna, he drank milk from the respective mothers, like a nectarian beverage, it is said. Same with the cows and calves also. When these calves returned back in the evening, the cows were loving them so much, they were licking their bodies and feeding them milk and expressed great amount of love. So, you see, previously, as I told you, the mothers had more love for Krishna and average love for their children. But now their love for their son became equal to love for Krishna. Why? Krishna only became their son. Correct, no? So that was their love, which means they showed enormous love for their son, because Krishna only has become their son. Same with cows also, like that. And now Krishna, when he was reciprocating, as he told you, mother saw that my son is, no mother would suspect whether this is my son or not. So precisely Krishna behaved. Everything was matching except one thing. There was one thing which Krishna could not imitate. What was it? Krishna could not show the kind of love the son would show for the mother. Only that much love. Krishna showed enormous love. As Krishna would show Preeti to his devotees. I will read out what Sridhara Swami says. You can see for yourself. See, he's saying here, although Krishna took up exactly the character, dress, form, age as each covered boy by his affection for mothers, but his affection for mothers, for all the mothers was same as before, as was Krishna. Like, you know, Krishna used to love his devotees very intensely, far more than any jiva can express. Now, that oceanic love he had for the mother, even though he became their child now. Which means our jiva's love is like one drop, and Krishna's love is like oceanic. But the oceanic love remained, everything else externally changed. He's saying, why? Someone may object that the affection should equal son's affection for the mother. But the fact is, Krishna is dependent on prem and controlled by prem. Prem is not dependent on him. Krishna cannot control or restrict prem. Sridhar Swami says, this irregularity is difficult to prevent in Krishna. Seeing the love of the mothers, Krishna forgot his powers as God and remained dependent on them like a commander next to the king. As the living entity depends on Maya, whenever a living entity depends on Maya, that leads to sorrow. But when Krishna depends on Prem, it leads to ever-expanding bliss, he's telling. This is the realization of great devotees, he's telling. You see, this Krishna, unable to control his love for the mothers, he could do all dramas except this one drama he could not do. And the mothers were also feeling that my son is showing so much love for me now. Calves, the mother cows felt that the calves are showing so much love for me. And they could not understand because of Yogamaya's influence that, you know, the person who has come as my son is Sakshat Krishna. They could not see that. So, and at the same time, Krishna also could not restrict that love. Artificially, he could not hide the love. You all know the pastime when once Krishna escaped from the Rasa dance and in Paita, you know, he became a 400 Vishnu. Correct, no? So, in our Kunjiberi temple ashram, we have one deity, one person gave us. It's a wooden deity of Krishna having 400 form. But with two hands, he's holding chakra and shank. And the other two hands, he's playing flute. Have you ever seen Vishnu like that? If you ever see Vishnu with two hands playing flute and two hands with shankha chakra, you can know that Krishna is hiding himself in 400 form. You can understand. So just like Krishna is Vasudev, you know, in Mathura and Dwaraka, he shows 400 form sometimes. But there he doesn't carry flute. Flute he keeps only in Vrindavan. So this Paita, Krishna showed a 400 form, all the gopis came and all the gopis saw at a distance bluish form of a personality. And they said, hey, see, Krishna seems to be there. They came running. But then when they came near, they understood who was it? It was Vishnu. Then they offered obeisances to Vishnu. Panchakalpatarupachi, they did all that and they got up. They said, oh, Vishnu, tell us, where is Krishna? Which way Krishna went? And Vishnu showed the hand and they went in that direction. And lastly, when Srimati Radharani came, and Radharani's eyes were welling up with tears, and Masakara was falling out and her hair was disheveled and she was weeping, searching for Krishna. When Krishna saw that form of Radharani's Mahabhav, what happened? His two hands melted away. Only two hands remained. So just as Krishna could not cheat Radharani with 400 form, although he was cheating many others. Similarly here also, Krishna due to intense prem, because he is subordinate to prem, he could not control that prem. Except that every other match was happening. The boy's dress, boy's speech, their qualities, mannerisms, everything else was matching. He was doing like that. All of you please repeat this verse. Vrajau kasam svatokeshu snehavalli abdamanvaham shanair nissima vavrde yata krishne tu apurvavat. Here is saying, Rajokasam Svatokeshu, for their own sons, all the Vijabhasis, Sneha Valli Abdamanvaham. Their Sneha started increasing more and more and more. The mothers and fathers started showing a lot of affection. Shanai gradually started growing more and more. And when this was going on, how long it was going on? Almost for 1 year. Some 6-7 days, 5 or 6 days before the 1 year period was over, that is the time Balaram noticed it. And one day Balaram was watching, when he was walking along with Krishna, shoulder in shoulder, putting their hands in the shoulder, and they were both walking. And Balaram observed, in the top of the Govardhan, there were some cows which were herded by the covered men. And in the bottom of the Govardhan, there were some calves which were herded by the covered men's sons. So, when Balaram observed it, the cows suddenly started running from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain. You know, with their front two legs and back two legs, they were keeping it together and running as if it appeared they only had two legs only. One in the front, one in the back. It appeared like that. Very, very fastly they were running like this. And when they were running like this, it is said their horns, I mean, their necks and their tails are upward and their tears and milk were flowing downwards. The tears were streaming from their eyes and the milk was showering from their udders while their neck and their tail was raised and they were running very, very fast. The two legs in the front like this and two legs. Very fastly they were running. And Balaram observed that. And they came down and they saw the calves, which were grown-up calves, which don't drink milk, but they eat only grass. But they went to those calves because they were the Krishna calves. They started licking them and giving them milk. And those calves are also drinking milk nicely. And the covered men thought, if the big calf drinks all the milk, then what will happen to us? So they came running. They were disturbed and they were angry and they were coming fastly behind. So they saw the covered boys. And they also forgot everything. They picked up their sons and started smelling their head, showering tears of love. As soon as they touched their sons, because Krishna is Premadhan, he is Premaspad. It's like embracing Sachidananda, Vigraha. So, just like if you embrace electricity, you get electric shock. You embrace Sachidananda, you become loaded with bliss. So they became blissful. Their hair started shining on end and tears came in their eyes, embracing Krishna. Their sons. So Balaram was seeing, watching this and he was wondering, what's happening? You see, the Yogamaya gradually was releasing the truth, even to persons like Balaram. 1 year is almost over now. Now you may ask a question, Prabhuji, what was happening during this 1 year? Was Balaram not aware during this 1 year? Yes, Balaram was also not aware because of Yogamaya. The Yogamaya influence was there on everyone, including Balaram. But then Yogamaya thought now the 1 year period is going to get over. Now slowly she was releasing. And at that time Balaram started recognizing it. This is the first curtain removed. Then the second curtain, Balaram immediately asked himself, what am I observing? Why are the mothers and fathers behaving with their sons like this and the cows behaving with calves like this? Something fishy. What is it? I want to find out, is it that some demigods like Brahma and other devatas have put some kind of mystic power on the Vajabhasis? Because sometimes the demigods may assume different forms at will. They might assume the form of calves and cows in order to increase the attraction of us towards them. So have they assumed and come? Like that he was asking. Is it some devata's mystic power? Or is it Rakshasi Maya? Yes, Rakshasi Maya is Mahamaya. And he said to himself, this cannot be Mahamaya. Why? Because Mahamaya expands from Mahavishnu. Who is an expansion of Sankarshan? Who is an expansion of Balaram? Balaram said, Mahamaya is a small expansion of myself. She cannot bewilder me at all. It is just not possible. There is only one possibility. Yogamaya is beyond me. Yogamaya alone must have covered me also for so long. But now I am detecting something is happening. So like that Balaram was thinking. You all know the pastime of Mahavishnu once stole those 4 sons of Brahmanas. Correct, no? One Brahmana. And then you know the pastime, right? So the Brahmana would beget a child, the child would die. Then second, third, fourth. And the Brahmana became very angry. He came in front of the palace in Hastinapur and he was shouting, what is the use of the king? You know, the king is there but my sons are dying. You know, in modern times, if you go to a king and say, you know, my sons are dying, what is the use of you being king? You'll say, what is the connection? But in the Vedic times, the king is supposed to offer protection to all the praja. So Arjuna felt very bad. He said, don't worry, my dear Brahmana, I will protect your sons. So then, when the Brahmana's wife was pregnant, then Arjuna went to the maternity ward and he was going round and round with his bow and arrow. If any Yamadutas come, I will finish them. I will not allow anyone to allow the child to die. But again the child died. Then the Brahmana said, Arjuna, useless with your bow and arrow. You know, get lost from here. You should simply did the drama. You could not protect my child. Arjuna said, at any cost I will get your children back. He went to Shiva and he tried here, there, everywhere. Nothing was happening. And Krishna said, Arjuna, you want some help from me? And Arjuna said, yes, it will be nice if you can. Then Krishna said, come with me. I know where it is, where they are. And Krishna took him in the chariot and he crosses the Brahma Jyoti. And then he goes to Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is keeping these four sons there with him, these four children. And then as soon as Mahavishnu saw Krishna, he handed over those four sons and said, my dear Krishna, I did all this drama only to get your darshan. You are going and giving darshan to all the fellows in the Bhuloka. But what about me? So I wanted to see. I know that besides you, nobody can take these children away. You will definitely come. Aapko aana hi padega. I knew that. That is why I took these children, he said. So in this way, Mahamaya is spread over the people of this world, including the devatas also. The devatas, asuras, you can spread Mahamaya over them. And which is a very tiny expansion of Balaram only. So Balaram said, this cannot be Rakshasi Maya or Mahamaya. It must be Yoga Maya. And his estimation was correct. It was perfect. So as soon as Balaram was thinking like this, then he himself asked Krishna, I think Krishna, you have only expanded yourself into these calves, into these cows, and into the covered boys. And then he asked Krishna, Bola Bhaiya, why are you doing all this drama? What is the reason for expanding like this? Tell me. And then Krishna told the whole story to him. What Brahma did, and what Krishna has done now. And there was another reason why Krishna allowed Yoga Maya to influence Balaram also. Do you know why? Because Krishna thought, if Balaram comes to know that I have only expanded, if I told him in the beginning only, 1 year Balaram has to be separated from his dear friends like Sri Rama, Sudama, Madhumangal, all of them, no? So Krishna wanted to allow Balaram to remain like a devotee, like any other devotee in Vrindavan. Because if he told him that I have only expanded, then he will miss the company. Now you may have a question, but what about Krishna? Is he not missing? Sri Rama, Sudama, Madhumangal? Krishna is not missing. Why? Because the one which Yoga Maya took, along with that, there is one expanded version of Krishna there with them. Because they cannot live without Krishna. So Krishna expanded himself with them also. And here also is there in Vrindavan also. Whereas Balaram has not expanded. So Krishna did not want to make him feel separation. So 1 year he allowed him to be in Yoga Maya like this. So in this way, Balaram has also kept, if Balaram is put into Yoga Maya, what to speak of others? What to speak of anyone else? So in this way, when Krishna revealed, and Balaram became very jubilant, very happy to hear this. Again, 1 year after the passing of 1 year, when all the covered boys means expanded Krishnas, they all went to the forest. Balaram did not go. Why Balaram did not go? On the day of Brahma Vimohan Leela, Balaram did not go. Why? It was his appearance day. It was Balaram Jayanti day. Balaram's appearance day. So his mother kept him at home for giving charity and all that. So when Brahma stole the cows and calves, calves and cowherd boys, Balaram was not there. Again, when Krishna performed the Brahma Vimohan Leela day, that day also he was not there. Both the days, both the times he was not there. So now Krishna is entering the forest. And then now Brahma is arriving there. When Brahma arrived there, he was very curious to know what has happened to Krishna. He thought Krishna must be searching somewhere. And what happened? Brahma saw everything was normal. Krishna was playing with covered boys and calves, and nothing seemed to have changed. And he was shocked. So he ran to the cave, and in the cave also he saw there were calves and covered boys put in the mystic sleep. They were also there. And Mama was confused. Again he came running to see here. So he was asking, who are there? And who are the people who are here? How there are two sets? Which set is real? Which set is imaginary? Or is it that, you know, when I go to the cave, Krishna keeps them there, and before I arrive here, he brings them here and puts them here. So he makes me see two times, but ultimately there is only one set. Is that possible? Or are there really two sets? Where are they all have come from? And then Brahma was watching them very intently, and he saw that they are a complete, sometimes you don't know which is original copy, which is Xerox copy, you don't know. Sometimes if there is a very good Xerox, sometimes both the copies look alike, like that. Especially if you are written in black ink, Xerox also is black, both look alike. So Brahma was wondering, they both look alike. So he got completely bewildered, like this. Please repeat this verse. Evam sammohayan Vishnu vimoham vishwamohanam svayaiva mayayajopi svayameva vimohitaha. See, evam sammohayan Vishnu. He tried to put the Supreme Lord Krishna, and in this place his name is Vishnu. Why? Because he's all-pervading. Lord Krishna, he's in every atom. Like for example, Radha Vandana Chandra is standing there. If somebody is standing near Prabhupada and talking very softly, they can hear. Correct, no? What they are talking. Correct, no? But when I am sitting here, somebody is talking amongst one, there is lecture ka bant hoga bhi. They are talking amongst themselves. You know? Will I be able to know? I cannot know. That is the difference between Jiva and Krishna. Correct, no? So, but Krishna can know everything because he is in every atom. He is in space between atoms. He is all pervading. And vimoham, nobody can put Krishna to any kind of maya, moha. Vishwamohanam. And Krishna is making the whole world bewildered. Vishwamohanam. Vimoham, Vishwamohanam. Svayaiva mayaya ajopi svayameva vimohitah. Brahma tried to apply his mystic potency on Krishna, but Brahma simply got bewildered. See, the Swayameva Vimohitah, Chakravarti Thakur says, it is not that Brahma was bewildered by his own Maya. It is not like that. He says, why? Because Maya does not have the power to bewilder its shelter. Because Brahma's Maya is under Brahma's custody, so Brahma's Maya cannot bewilder him. But what is the meaning of this verse? Brahma used his Maya against Krishna, and he got defeated by Krishna. That's the meaning, he says. So in this way, Brahma got defeated, he got bewildered, and he could not understand. And Prabhupada here says, very interestingly, Prabhupada says, Brahma was defeated by his own attempt. In a similar position are the scientists and philosophers who want to overcome the mystic power of Krishna. They challenge Krishna, saying, what is God? We can do this, we can do that. But the more they challenge Krishna in this way, the more they are implicated in suffering. The lesson here is that we should not try to overcome Krishna. Rather, instead of endeavoring to surpass him, we should surrender to him. So, in this way, Prabhupada is saying that the scientists are trying to make various arrangements to make this Dukkhalayam into Sukhalayam. But they are not successful. They are repeatedly, their attempts are baffled, whatever they do. So many hospitals are being opened, so many medical apparatus are coming, but they are not able to put a full stop to the diseases, or they are unable to stop the old age or death. So Prabhupada is saying that there is a tendency in the jiva to overcome God and try to become completely independent. Krishna only is completely independent, and we are totally dependent, or what? We are minutely independent. Our independence, because we are minute jiva, so we minute independence. And Krishna is supreme, so he has full independence. It's understandable. So, Prabhupada is saying here, the power of Krishna is just like a government that cannot be overcome. First of all, there are laws, then there is police power, and beyond that there is military power. Therefore, what is the use of trying to overcome the power of government? Similarly, what is the use of trying to challenge Krishna? He's telling. You understand, no? Nice example. Like, you know, if somebody tries to rob a Reserve Bank of India, he will be caught. Because there are police, there is military power, and nobody can do that. So Prabhupada is saying that nobody can, you know, meddle with Krishna. When Brahma realized it, You know what he realized, Brahma? After seeing this, he understood, I am like a snow in the night and Jugnu in the day. Like that he said. Because the snow, if it is in the day, it can shine under the sun. Then it will be shining. But in the night, snow is useless. Similarly, the Jugnu or the glowworm, in the night, it can glow for some time. It can show off to some people that I am giving light. But in the daytime, glowworm has no value. So he felt, I am like a glowworm in the day and snow at night. That kind of feeling he got, Brahma. Why Brahma felt like this? Because he thought that Krishna didn't have to beg me. He somehow or other made his own set. He never had to come to me and he surpassed me. He finished me. See, think for a minute. For example, you know, one devotee is asking, you know, I want to, you know, go in a Benz car. You know, I want to go for some program in a Benz car. The Benz car in our temple, of course, we don't have a Benz car, don't worry. But I'm just telling for example. So I want to go for a program in the Benz car, so keep the Benz car here at 8 o'clock. Say at exactly 8 o'clock, somebody else took the Benz car and went away. And then the devotee is, another devotee has sent it away. Now this devotee is going to go for the program and you find that exactly in the same place Benz car is there. Isn't that be amazing? I sent it away somewhere and how is it here? In the same place. How did the car come? So that is what Brahma was standing there. That means he has surpassed me. He didn't have to beg me. He didn't have to depend on me. I thought he will depend on me. But he didn't depend on me. He made his own set. And how he made the set, I'm not able to understand. That is beyond my head. Although I have four heads and my body is made up of intelligence, still I cannot understand how he expanded like this. And then when he went to, when he's going to Krishna, when he approached Krishna, you know, now I will fastly summarize the pastime for you. When he approached Krishna, Krishna expanded himself into Vishnu forms, innumerable Vishnu forms. It is said that all those Vishnu forms, they had, their eyes were red and their mouths were smiling. What is the meaning of that? See, if you see Jagannath has got a red color ring around the eyes. That redness represents the Lord's desire to create and produce the necessities of the living entities. That's why the Lord's eye is red. And the Lord's mouth has a smile which represents his desire to protect, maintain and protect. So all those Vishnu forms he saw, they were all having Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma and Kaustubha, and every one of them were Vishnu forms like that. They were all smiling and they were all being worshipped by several devatas, offering, showering flowers. So all decorated with jewelry, ornaments and everything. All the covered boys changed into those Vishnu forms. And Brahma saw that. And our acharyas have mentioned, one should not think that Krishna created this like some windy illusion or something. No, these are all proper Vishnu forms, eternal forms, Satchitananda forms, all of them. In this way, when Brahma saw, he understood that all these multiple incarnations, they all come from Krishna. And Krishna is the source of everyone. Like we say, what is that verse? Ete cha amsha kalapamsa krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All these 24 avatars come from Krishna. Matsya Kurma Varaha Narsingha Vamana. That's why you will find Jayadeva Goswami in his song always he will conclude, Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. Similarly, he will say, Keshava Dhrita Sukara Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. So you will find for each incarnation he says Keshava Dhrita, and that Keshava means Krishna. All incarnations come from Krishna only, all expansions come from him. So Brahma fell at the feet offering many prayers, and the prayer which we recited today, Naumidyate Bravapusha Tadidambaraya, that's the first verse in his prayer. See, many things Brahma spoke in the prayer, and that is there in the 14th chapter. You all can read it. But I will tell you a summary of his prayer. Such amazing prayers he speaks. First he is saying about the beauty of this 200 form of Krishna in Vrindavan. He says that this kind of form of You see, when the gopis were seeing Krishna and Balaram and cowherd boys entering into jungle, and very attractively decorated and dressed, and going and playing many games, all the gopis desired that let us also go to the jungle and hide behind the bushes, and we will see Krishna from behind the bushes, between the leaves. They wanted to watch, but then they were not permitted to go, so they were staying at home. And in great ecstatic love, remembering Krishna, Balaram and covered boys, their pastimes and activities in the jungle. So one of the gopis says, you know, why are we prevented from going and watching the beauty of Krishna, Balaram and covered boys in the jungle? Because when Lakshmi Narayan is being worshipped by so many devatas, the devatas and their wives, they develop great love for Lakshmi Narayan, nobody prevents them. Similarly, Krishna is attracted to the ducks, to the cranes, to the birds, to the deers, to the cows and calves, to the peacocks. So if they all can be attracted to Krishna and they are going as husband and wife to meet Krishna, why are we not allowed to go? Why are we prevented? So they are all offering prayer like this. So Krishna and Narayana are in one sense same. But when Krishna eternally keeps himself in the two-handed form, he is millions of times more attractive than Lord Narayan also. That is said in many of the Puranas and Bhagavatam also. It is said the opulence of Krishna exceeds Narayana. Why? The opulence is not in gold and silver. The opulence is in the intimacy. The opulence is in the intimacy. That exceeds far more than... So aristocracy is not as important as intimacy. You know, in the same manner, reverence is much insignificant compared to the intimate love that Krishna and his devotees exchange. So that is why Vrindavan Dham is considered more intimate. So Brahmaji was telling the glories of Vrindavan. He was telling many, many verses. Aho ati danyam vrajagoramanyam stanyamritam pitamati vate muda. Oh, my dear Lord, you expanded yourself into so many forms. Covered boys and calves and all the covered ladies fed their breast milk to you. How fascinated are the Vraja Gopikas? He's telling. Then similarly he's telling about Nanda Baba and others. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vraja Okasam, Yan Mitra Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Two times he's telling. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. How fascinated Nanda Baba and all the covered men are. In Vrindavan, the Purna Brahma Krishna is becoming a small child on their laps. They are embracing them, touching him, and cajoling him and playing with him. This good fortune they have achieved. Like that, there are many, many verses like this. And the most important of those verses in his prayers, one of the prayers, you all know that very well. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namantayeva jivanti santmukharitam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shutigatam tanuvan manovir. See, this is a shloka which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramananda Raya Sambhad. First time Mahaprabhu accepted this verse. Prior to this, he rejected everything. Yat Krosha Dashnasi, he said, Yaha Bahya. He said, Sarvadhan Paritajya, Yaha Bahya. He didn't accept all those things. And then first time, when Ramananda Raya told this verse, Jnane prayam yaha haya, he said. Age kaha ar. This is the thing, what you said now. Correct, you have captured the right shloka. Now you tell me ahead, he said. So what is so special about this shloka? My request to all of you as a homework, I would request you to read this this verse. I mean, this Jnane prayasam udapasya. I'll tell you the verse number. Two purports I will give you homework for Janmashtami day. One is 10.14.3 Jnane Prayasam Udapasya. So very important purport. If you read this, we'll get a lot of clues on how to fastly advance in spiritual life. This verse 10.14.3. And another verse is Tatyena Kampam Susamikshamano. You all know that. That also has a, what is the number? That is 8. So this is 3 and that is 8. 10, 14, 3 and 8. You can read the purports. This gives a formula for how to conquer Krishna, how to attain Krishna very easily. So Brahmaji spoke these verses, my dear Lord. Anybody, whether one is a brahmachari or a grihastha or a sannyasi or vanaprastha, in any ashrama, situating themselves, if they lend their ears to hear about your glories, by bowing their bodies, their mind and their words to saintly persons, and then paying attention to you, and then awakening your love for you, such personalities like Vajabhasis are like that. Vajabhasis simply, you know, their lifestyle is very simple, practical, but their hearts are filled with, you know, Krishna Chaitanya. So, another interesting part of his prayers is, Brahmaji is telling, my dear Lord, my body measures only 7 times my hand. He's telling, 7 times my hand. And I am inside this pot-like universe, but you are the source of unlimited universes. Unlimited universes come out of your body like the dust flowing out of the window. Like that the universes are coming out of your body. Whereas I am inside one of those pot-like universe. I am such a tiny creature. But I try to test your, you know, test you by my maya. What a fool I am. Another verse he says, my dear Lord, I am like the baby in the womb. Sometimes the baby in the womb kicks the mother also, but the mother doesn't take any offenses. Similarly, I am also in the womb of Brahmanda, Brahma Anda, which is like an egg. I am also inside it. And I am trying to kick you by my maya, foolishly. So please don't take any offenses. Please forgive me. Like that he is praying. So like that. And then he is telling, now I am realizing, are you not the Narayana from whose navel came the lotus in which I was born? How did I forget you? In fact, you are not Narayana, you are the original copy of Narayana. All other Narayanas are Xerox copies. You are the original Narayana. Adyo Narayana Puman. Like that he is telling. But how did I forget you, my Lord? And then he is telling, let me not forget you. Let me always remember you. And then he is telling, you can put me anywhere in Vrindavan. Let me be born as an animal or even as a stone. Or even dust. And if you think I am too unqualified to enter Vrindavan, you can make me a grass just outside Vrindavan. Like that is telling. So that when Vrijavasis are coming and going, they will put their foot dust on my head, then I will also develop some bhakti. Like that is telling. So there are many wonderful prayers. Amongst all the prayers in Bhagavatam, these prayers are the longest ones. Like, you know, 42 verses or something. Almost 40, 45 verses. Very wonderful prayers of Brahma. There are many, many meaningful prayers. He is telling, if somebody gives up the path of bhakti and takes to jnana, like the impersonalist, he is telling it is like beating an empty husk, you know, where there is no rice inside. So they will not get anything. Simply they will be beating. They get only one thing. They get some parishrama, hard labor. Only their hand will pain, that's all. They won't get any grains. So he is telling, one should not be stuck in only logic and reason, but one should transcend the logic and reason with a leap of faith by hearing from saintly persons like Narada Muni and the Guru Parampara. And one should awaken a great faith in this two-handed form of Krishna. And Brahma said, my dear Lord, you are so deceptively simple as you look like a coward boy. Even great demigods like me can get cheated. And Krishna never spoke a word to Brahma. He only looked at Brahma, and Brahma understood what question Krishna is asking. Brahma is thinking, Lord Krishna is looking at me and asking, I am just a coward boy, herding cows and calves, and what are you talking to me? Like that Krishna was looking at him. Because Krishna did not want to spoil the mood of Vrindavan, which was filled with intimate love, where Krishna gives up his godhood. Godhead gives up his godhood in Vrindavan. And that is why you will find, see that picture there, you know, Krishna is putting his hands on Mother Yashoda's neck, you know, putting his hand like this, and Balram is coming, and Balram is standing by the side, and some coward boy is coming and running and catching Krishna's hand and telling, come Krishna, let's go to play. So you see there. So in this way, Krishna requires the neck of Yashoda to put his hand around for standing. And then some of his friends defeat him and you know, Krishna carries them on his shoulder. So in this way, Krishna becomes a dependent god in Vrindavan, dependent on the prema. That is why if you read the Mrida Bhakshana Leela, Mridabhakshan Leela is the Lord eating mud. You know, then friends go and complain to Yashoda that your son has eaten that. So in that pastime, and also Damodar Leela, you begin reading it, as you proceed, gradually you'll come to a point. The climax of this pastimes is glorification of Yashoda. Because it is said, Nayam Sukha Po Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sataha Jnaninam Chatma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matamiha. You know what the meaning of this? Na ayam sukha apo bhagavan. Nobody gave so much pleasure to Krishna. As much as Gopika, Yashoda gave pleasure to Krishna. And all the motherly gopis, elderly gopis, the kind of pleasure they gave to Krishna as a mother. Nobody could give so much pleasure to anyone. No yogi, no jnani could give to Krishna, like that he says. Similarly, there is another verse also. Evam sandarshita. I'll try to get that verse. Evam sandarshita kiyanga harina vritya vashyata sva vashe napi krishnena yasse damseshwaram vashe. This verse says, harina vritya vashyata. See, Krishna's name, I mean, Krishna became popular by Yashoda. How? Because Yashoda only, by her prema, controlled Krishna. And when Krishna became Brityavashya, he was glorified more than he was glorified before. So that is why her name is Yashoda. One who gives Yash to Krishna. That's the meaning of that. So in this way, you will read in these pastimes, the Vrindavan pastimes, they stand apart from all the nine cantos of pastimes of Vishnu, Ramachandra and all these different incarnations of Krishna. And if somebody begins to develop appreciation for Krishna in Vrindavan and Krishna's dealings with Yashoda and cowherd boys and calves and cows and gopis and these type of pastimes, and they develop a very deep rooted faith in the heart in Krishna's being the ultimate truth and not Vishnu or anyone else, and all other expansions to be emerging from Krishna. Krishna's the Bhagavan Swayam. Jiva Goswami has written different sandarbhas, beginning with Tattva Sandarbha, and then there is Paramatma Sandarbha, and there is Bhakti Sandarbha, and there is Preeti Sandarbha. So if you read the Tattva Sandarbha is fully based on only one quote, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All that one statement he has taken and established it from Vedanta Sutra, from the Upanishads, from the Puranas, from everywhere. This is his basic verse, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So on this auspicious day of Janmashtami, which is the day in which Krishna leaves Goloka Vrindavan and descends in this world. See, there are five types of Vrindavan. One is Goloka Vrindavan, which we know. And in this world, when Krishna descends, that place is called Bhauma Vrindavan. Just like sometimes a circus party comes to Pune, they put a tent somewhere. It stays. Isn't it? They have animals, they have boys, they have girls, they have circus paraphernalia, and then it stays for 20-25 days and then winds up everything and goes to another place. Similarly, when Krishna comes, he descends with everything, correct, no? He has his cows, he has his calves, he has his covered boys, his covered girls and parents, and Yamuna and Govardhan, with everything he descends. And then Krishna winds up the pastimes here and goes to another universe. He goes like that. So this is Bhauma Vrindavan. There is Goloka Vrindavan, there is Bhauma Vrindavan. Then there's a Gupta Vrindavan also. Gupta Vrindavan means hidden Vrindavan. Nowadays you go to Vrindavan, there are so many shopping malls. They have Radha Golf Club. Such kind of things they have started. Many rich people are coming and staying in Vrindavan playing golf. And many housing colonies are made. Many shopping malls. There's Chor Bazaar, Lohi Bazaar. Isn't it? So this kind of bazaars have come. So it has become a very crowded place. So when you go to, people think, I was thinking when I read in Bhagavatam, how Vrindavan looks like, how bumblebees are bzzz, they're making sounds, and birds are chirping. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, in Vrindavan, even today we can hear the birds chirping. But you find Vrindavan has become very commercialized. So one may think like that, but the Gupta Vrindavan means those who have the consciousness of Vrindavan, when they go there, even today they can see the real Vrindavan there, the Gupta Vrindavan. Then there's a Hridastita Vrindavan. Hridastita Vrindavan means a devotee, by studying Bhagavatam, by chanting the holy name, by taking darshan of the deities and executing 64 principles given by Rupa Goswami, gradually the heart becomes cleansed and the Vrindavan becomes established in the heart of a devotee. When Hridastita Vrindavan happens, wherever the devotee goes, he manifests Vrindavan outside from his heart. So that is called as a Drishyamana Vrindavan. Just like this temple now, this is Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandir, isn't it? Where Radha Vrindavan Chandra are standing and devotees come into Kirtan. So this is like a Drishyamana Vrindavan. A pure devotee who has a Hridastita Vrindavan, he reveals Drishyamana Vrindavan for others also. But the Drishyamana Vrindavan place, it is not a permanent Vrindavan. Just like, for example, you have a bulb, like this bulb is glowing now. When you put on the switch, the bulb is glowing. Correct, no? When you are going out, you switch it off and go away. Correct, no? Similarly, the Drishyamana Vrindavan is such that the people living in that community, they have to preserve the spiritual sanctity. Or in other words, they have to keep on increasing the spiritual sanctity by glorifying the Lord through kathas, by singing the holy names, by coming together, dancing, singing, every day, and then doing multiple programs, doing services also, cooking, cleaning, washing, worshipping the deity and all that, and propagating the Lord's glories outside also. So then this place will, the Drishyamana Vrindavan remains Vrindavan, otherwise not. Otherwise the Lord will withdraw. I was in Chennai, his Holiness Bhanu Maharaj was speaking. So he said, Krishna has come here to Chennai. He has agreed to come in the Archa Vigraha form. But there is no assurance that he will stay, he said. Unless, you keep him happy by rendering services and adopting the right type of spirit in your life. We have to hand over our heart to him. That type of service, seva, bhava with which we do, then the Lord will stay, he said. Otherwise you can't hold him. He will go elsewhere where people are calling him with more bhava. He will go there, he said. And then he said, you may have the murti, but the murti will not manifest mercy unless the devotees are constantly, ecstatically performing devotional service, he said. So Goloka Vrindavan and Bhama Vrindavan and Gupta Vrindavan, all these three, and Hridastita Vrindavan, these are permanent. But the Drishyamana Vrindavan is not permanent. It has to be kept as Vrindavan. Just like, for example, you put a flower garland for the deities today. Tomorrow you have to change it. So you have to offer a fresh one. Similarly, our every day is a day of fresh offering of ourselves at Krishna's lotus feet. Every day we have to offer and we have to grow in our consciousness. So all of you, when you get some time, you read the Brahma Vimohan Lila. This is the 14th chapter, the prayers of Brahma, which Prabhupada used to very much appreciate and quote several times. So from Brahma Vimohan Lila, we learn the sweet relationship between Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan. So it increases our attraction for Krishna, that's one thing. Second thing we learn is, like the atheistic scientists or like Brahma, one should not try to show one's powers to God. Rather, one should become a submissive servant of God. And that is another lesson we learned. And one should understand God's greatness by understanding the prayers of Brahma. We can understand. That's another thing. Another thing, third thing we understand is the difference between Yogamaya, Mahamaya, and how powerful Krishna's Yogamaya is. Balaram says, it's only Krishna's Maya which can bewilder me. Nobody else can bewilder me. Because you will see when Krishna is dancing on Kaliya, Balaram is laughing. Correct, no? You will see that. Because, Balaram is not affected at all. While even Vrajavasis are all crying, many of them. Some of the Vrajavasis, men, they were trying to jump into Yamuna. So Balaram told the coward boys, hold him! So then they were holding. And some of them were crying but not jumping. So Balaram smiled at them to give them confidence. Spoke to them in a way they will not give up their lives. And in this way, according to, you will find Balaram was the only one who gave confidence to everybody because he is never overpowered. But sometimes Krishna with his Yogamaya can overpower Balaram also to increase the sweetness of pastimes. So, and this pastime answers many subtle questions. Parikshit asked a question, why should Vijayabhasis love Krishna more than their son? So these type of questions are explained. And when you read the 10th Kanda Bhagavatam, the commentaries of especially Sridhar Swami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur reveals answers to some of the difficult questions we may have and we might have heard from others also. So one devotee was asking me, what is the need of reading Acharya's commentary and all these Leelas and all, Prabhuji? Our purpose of reading this commentary should be to increase our devotion, increase our love. Otherwise, it's no use. If it doesn't lead to shelter and surrender, it will simply be a scholarly attempt. So the purpose of knowing more about Krishna is the more you know about him, the more he attracts you. The more he becomes magnetic, the more our intelligence and heart bows down. So I would like to conclude with a song, which you all know very well. Bhaja Hude Mana Shri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanaravindare Durlabhamanava Janama Satasanga Tarhoye Bhavasindare Shita Tapa Matamareshana Yajirayadini Jajire
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Gauranitai Shishu Gauranitai Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai Gaur Jai